Ever notice how some people transform even the most mundane work into something extraordinary? There's the barista who remembers your name and somehow makes Monday mornings bearable. The custodian whose smile lights up the hallway. The receptionist who makes everyone feel genuinely welcomed. They hold no executive titles, command no boardrooms, yet their influence ripples through entire organizations. This paradox sits at the heart of a leadership revolution that's reshaping how we think about impact and influence. Here's what's fascinating. Leadership has been democratized. For centuries, we've operated under the assumption that leadership flows from the top down, that formal authority grants the right to influence. But something fundamental has shifted. In our hyper-connected world, where a single tweet can topple brands and one employee's video can go viral, positional power has become increasingly hollow. What matters now is personal power, the kind that emerges from who you are, not what title appears on your business card. This shift isn't just philosophical, it's practical. Organizations filled with people waiting for permission to lead are losing to those where everyone takes ownership. The question isn't whether you have authority to lead, it's whether you have the courage to step up anyway. Blake Davis was stuck. After losing both parents and returning from Iraq emotionally scarred, he sleepwalked through a bookstore job, hiding behind shelves to avoid work. Then, Tommy Flynn appeared, a 77-year-old in mismatched clothes wearing a silver necklace inscribed with LWT. Tommy knew Blake's father and delivered a life-changing message. Leadership isn't reserved for executives. It's available to everyone willing to step up. But first, Blake had to confront an uncomfortable truth. We're all making a choice. Every day, we flip an internal switch toward either victimhood or leadership. There's no neutral ground. Tommy took Blake to a cemetery and showed him two tablets. The slate tablet listed the 10 human regrets: chances not taken, dreams abandoned, potential squandered. The golden tablet revealed the 10 human victories awaiting those who embrace leadership. This wasn't motivational fluff. It was a mirror forcing Blake to see how he'd been playing victim. That moment marked his transformation, the same transformation available to anyone willing to lead from exactly where they stand. Blake's first teacher was Anna, a hotel housekeeper whose excellence attracted executives and celebrities. Her secret? Understanding that while formal titles bring positional power that can be taken away, personal power is yours forever. Anna explained that authentic leadership stems from four natural powers we all possess: showing up at our absolute best, inspiring through example, driving positive change despite obstacles, and elevating culture through respect and kindness. These aren't skills requiring years of training. They're choices available in every moment. Anna introduced Blake to Image, a five-step algorithm anyone can follow. Innovation means making everything better through small daily improvements. Mastery requires world-class commitment. Complete five small but important tasks daily, compounding to over 2,000 achievements yearly. Authenticity means being real and transparent, closing your ears to noisy voices so you can hear your own mission. Guts involves persisting when others give up. Bigger dreams naturally attract greater obstacles. Ethics means doing what's right even when difficult. 40 years of reputation building can be destroyed in 60 seconds of poor judgment. Ty Boyd, Blake's second teacher and former five-time world slalom skiing champion, ran a small ski shop in Tribeca. Despite modest wealth, he expressed contentment. "I may not be rich, but I have a rich life." He shared a counterintuitive insight. When facing steep slopes, you must lean into the fall line rather than resist it. Our instinct is pulling back when difficulty strikes, but Ty explained that consistently moving closer to what you're resisting transforms fear into power. Just as difficult ski runs reveal a skier's true abilities, challenging business conditions expose genuine leadership. The more time you spend outside your comfort zone, the wider it grows. Ty's father worked the same factory job for years, numbing pain with alcohol, dying quietly at 62, a cautionary tale about avoiding discomfort. It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that things are difficult, he quoted from Seneca. Tai's Spark framework provides practical tools for thriving during turbulence. Speak with candor, prioritize ruthlessly, see adversity as breeding opportunity, respond versus react, offer kudos by celebrating others' accomplishments. Jackson Chan, Blake's third teacher, explained how technology amplifies relationship impact. One dissatisfied customer can damage a brand across platforms, while one delighted customer spreads positive word of mouth to thousands. The deeper your relationships, the stronger your leadership. Jackson stressed that being nice isn't weakness. Leaders without title balance compassion with courage. He urged Blake to leave every single person who intersects your path better, happier, and more engaged than you found them. Using sunflower seeds as a metaphor, he explained how relationships require consistent care. Take care of people, and the money will take care of itself, he emphasized, introducing the law of reciprocity. People naturally want to return kindness they've received. The human framework provides practical guidance. H, helpfulness, means adding value first. U, understanding, involves deep empathy through active listening. M, mingle, by building community across boundaries. A, amuse, by bringing appropriate humor. N, nurture through consistent small acts, regular check-ins, remembering important dates, acknowledging contributions. Jet Brisley, an elite massage therapist and Blake's final teacher, delivered an uncomfortable truth. You can't unleash peak performance at work until you've developed inner strength. Greatness on the outside begins within. Jet challenged Blake's materialistic desires, explaining that what he really wanted were the feelings those possessions would generate: contentment, gratitude, peace. The conversation shifted to reconnecting with your true nature. As children, we possessed natural leadership powers before society programmed us to play small. Jet's Shine framework provides the roadmap. See clearly by recognizing we view the world through a stained glass window of beliefs. Health is wealth. Prioritize physical vitality. Inspiration matters. Feed your mind with positive content. Neglect not your family. Success means little without loving relationships. Elevate your lifestyle through daily rituals supporting your highest aspirations. Jet recommended a morning recalibration ritual, rising at 5 a.m. for 60 minutes of self-development during the personal leadership hour. Practice 7 fundamentals: learning through reading, affirmations, visualization of goals, journaling insights, goal setting, exercise for brain function, and nutrition for peak performance. Blake never saw Tommy again. At the funeral, attended by hundreds, he learned Tommy had grown up poor, been married 44 years, and left his savings to children's charity. Anna gave Blake a package containing Tommy's heartfelt letter and his Porsche keys. Tommy charged Blake with spreading the lead without a title philosophy in a world that has lost its way by valuing things over relationships and popularity over ethics. Blake honored this mission, eventually becoming one of the youngest vice presidents in his company's history. More importantly, he felt his life had significance, that the world would be better because he'd been here. This transformation is available to you. Right now, you can choose to lead by flipping that internal switch from victimhood to leadership, activating the 4 natural powers you already possess, and leaning into difficulty rather than away from it. The world needs you to step up and lead without a title. The greatest leadership legacy isn't measured in promotions or corner offices. It's measured in lives touched, people inspired, and the positive change you create by choosing every single day to show up as a leader.